love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Like they want, bro, we gotta do it. We gotta move today. We should do another quote.
We can do
it. Are we doing this now? This is gonna be a thing?
Yeah. I say, why not?
It was fun.
It was funny for damn sure.
What's a classic?
What's a
one?
Good,
I wish
a
I was
classic.
Here.
I was waiting for you to do it with your shirt
you remember
off,
how you
Keon.
Do that joke?
Keon,
you say what?
Remember how you used to do that joke?
I don't remember.
You want to shoot you so hard.
And I think I do.
Yeah,
I thought it was ridiculous. And you couldn't put it. You couldn't put it in other situations. So I went to like the hospital, the baby birth, the little league team.
You did used to do that.
It was one of my favorites.
That's what makes it funnier now.
It used to be one of my favorites, and I was like, it's been years.
I want to. Yeah. We did a good quote.
We'll come back.
That's me.
You know what's funny?
It circled around.
Craig. We can do the Godfather 3 line.
What's that line?
What's that
line?
This one, I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
I feel like
that's a good line. He sold that one.
So we want bad lines.
Well, because the thing about that
Ice-T
line.
Wait,
Ice-T
was right. He just said it backwards.
Because
he's like, I want to shoot you so bad, my dick is hard. He's like, my dick is hard, I want to shoot you so bad. That's how it makes sense.
But it's ridiculous.
If you flip it.
What can we get from, what about Friday? What about the movie Friday? There's a bunch of
quotes. But that's a comedy line.
That's a comedy.
You're right.
We got to go for the serious
movie. That was a ridiculous line.
Because he was serious.
It was ridiculous.
We just do bad lines. It's going to be harder to find.
No, what do you mean? We get lines from Strapped all day.
But what's so quotable from there? It's got to be quotable. It's got to be lines that are famous.
Yeah.
And okay, people... we'll figure it out. They'll drop us some.
Give us some lines, y'all.
Like, I'll tell you what's ridiculous. Fucking when what's his name? Was robbing old boy in the drive thru.
Oh.
Nigga, I said with cheese. I'm like, you really took the time.
I don't feel like that line was ridiculous. I think it's very funny if he's robbing somebody. And he's like, I think I said with cheese. I go like, it's very clever. It's
wait,
very
you funny. Never robbed like nobody and got hungry?
I said ridiculous.
Homie wasn't
really,
great
I was very over the top.
He was really like,
over the top. But it was funny.
Yeah. And I always ask for a cheeseburger when I rob a nigga.
I said with cheese.
Because right when he said it cut out.
It was a rare moment of levity in that goddamn movie.
What the fuck you want from me, man? Like all that was just the acting just was.
Come on, man. Let me get a double burger, some fries, and I said cheese.
The granddad said some crazy lines.
Why he tried to say that 30 cent though?
Oh, the granddad.
No, I'm thinking about me. Menace, the granddad menace society.
That's what we talking about.
What he said some stupid grandma. Stuff.
The grandparents had some
like Kane,
you funky line. I don't know.
It'll come naturally.
Right.
Organically.
You on a boat last week?
Yeah.
Any racial
you okay?
Did you do upside
are you okay?
Did you do an upside down pineapple on your door?
No, but that was going around though.
What was that?
So it's supposedly swingers upside down pineapples on their door.
Upside down.
Or like if you ever in the grocery store pineapple. And somebody drop one of your bass and they letting you know, like, what's up?
Y'all don't be on these signs.
Nah,
I'm the only
one
creeping like this. And Keon,
how do you find this stuff at?
Well, you knew it. You like, yeah.
Oh, Keon had all the info.
I could have missed it a lot of times. Somebody just, excuse me, you put your pineapple in my.
He likes
you
fruit.
Mess up my cart?
Yeah.
He likes fruit. He's like, ooh,
yeah,
that's
pineapple.
Shit. I used to be chucking pineapples.
Why is the pineapple the fruit?
Yeah, why?
I don't know what the history behind it is.
Not
but
a cucumber or
makes
something.
It sweeter.
Yeah, is the pineapple supposed to make you taste better?
That's what it
for the swing?
I mean, just in general.
Just, you know, you get
that cucumber would make more sense. She's like, ooh, I want you. Like, you know what I mean? I
was like, it's just a thing. Like, because how it started on is some dude, some lady was hitting on this couple. No. This is what happened on the ship.
Okay.
So his girl had bought him a pineapple shirt, just thinking nothing of it.
Mm-hmm.
But on it, some of them were upside down.
Mm-hmm.
So then this lady came up to them and was like, so what y'all doing later? And he was like, what the fuck? is going on? And he's like, oh, I didn't know what this meant.
Oh.
So the lady was hitting on them and they was clueless to like what was going on. But then like the lady kept flirting with the girlfriend. The girlfriend was kind of like, well,
no, they did.
We hit. I don't think they did it.
Oh.
And I think the girlfriend was down, but I think the lady was like talking shit, and then when they was like, yeah, she was kind of.
Oh, when
like,
it was time, when it was time yeah, to get down to it, yeah.
Oh, so the lady wasn't down.
But I think what it is too is the lady, her dude that she was with, everybody was like, no on him.
Oh, okay.
You know that would hurt my feelings.
She had the goofy,
because he looked like he looked like.
Suck if you the one that's this you.
Hey, what we doing?
Because he looked like he looked like my man from the Goonies.
Oh, which one?
No, Sloth.
Hey, oh, you guys! Yeah.
Not with the teeth, but like the
did
visual.
His ears wiggle? Because that could be cute.
And they was like, wow. They was like, nah, he was
buff. What you see with my dick, dude?
Same shape head, everything.
Oh, the cone head?
And it was not nice. Man. And they were like,
nah. Dang, that's got to hurt.
Because at that point of the night, like, because I was chilling the whole cruise, and then after the theater show, when everybody comes, that's when everybody want to be like, man, great show, let me buy you a drink. So I was... shit, toasting.
Look at these upside down pineapples all on our
so
tables. Come on over
after
here.
After shit let out, everybody was drinking downstairs, and I went upstairs to eat, and there's a bar upstairs, and people was drinking at the bar, and then shots start pouring. So I was just in everybody. So y'all trying to... I was just going through different... I seen one another people come. I was like, so what's y'all's story?
Yeah.
So I was just in everybody's shit. So one dude, he couldn't close. Because the lady, like,
you don't close on a boat?
He couldn't close because the lady was into it. And then I seen her, you know, that sketch you used to do with the deodorant, you fade out.
Yep.
She was doing that. So he talking, and she was like, and I was like, oh, shit. So I'm trying to help him out. I was like, so what y'all? You know, and she was like, well, I'm trying, but he won't stop talking about his ex-wife.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, shit. Wow.
When you throw it on the table, just put it
down. I was trying to, like, help him out, and she put it out. I'm trying, but he's fucking it up. He won't stop talking about his ex-wife. I was like, oh.
Wait, did he keep talking about his ex-wife, though?
He was silent after that. He didn't have nothing to say. And then he kept, like, he tried to save it, and she was like, I'm going to be honest with you at this point.
Oh, wow.
It's just over.
She was up. She was up front with it. You missed this window. You missed this window.
Yeah, she was. On these ships, they be like, need you to podcast. Do this, right. You know what I mean?
We're going to need you to podcast on these ships.
She was like, I'm going to be honest. It's
Love Boat it's with Keon.
That ship is safe.
Love Boat was on the ship. He just deflated, and I was like, okay. Well, and I went to the next group, and it was another dude
he
talking
like,
to this lady.
So what are you doing later?
Hey, big head. You mind if I talk about my ex-wife in bed?
You know my
ex-wife. He was fucking it up. And she was putting it out there like, I am going to have sex with you.
Right.
And this nigga just wouldn't stop.
Dang, man. Y'all been on cruises before? Like, I'm talking about like a just to not
as
to work.
A civilian?
Yeah.
Never.
I've been on 3 or 4 cruises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the mission? To just, it's free for all? Let me...
No question. No, I went as a couple.
Little, little ones.
Right. I went as a couple, but they be on there trying to throw it.
Yeah.
They be trying to throw it.
It was a lot of like...
Because once you land in Ensenada, they go to Senor Frogs and get turned, and it ain't no turning.
And
it's
a Senor
Frogs
like every port now. Like every Mexican
Wait,
port
what is
now.
That?
Senor Frogs is
it's
like
a club.
Oh,
bar.
A bar, yeah.
Why is it Senor Frog?
Yeah.
It's just
because it's racist.
It's like a franchise at this point.
Oh, but only
Senior
for cruise.
Like it's in the airport in Miami. Like it's a regular shit. But yeah, in the clubs, it was a bunch of younger dudes in there, and they was like, man, ain't no girls on this ship. And I was like, they run up your alley, y'all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, blah blah blah.
Wait, but Senor Frogs is like a bunch of wingmen there for you. It's just a bunch of dudes with whistles blowing it and dumping liquor,
pouring liquor
in people's mouths. They turn them upside down and shake them. Yeah.
Hey, to get they warming the women up.
Yeah. So the girls, they matched up with the girls and they was like, they got boyfriends, but they don't care.
Oh, wow.
I was like, yep. Man, do your thing.
Treachery.
Then there was another girl
the
there.
Line.
She was ready. I was like, nah. Just nah.
What's She's the nice like, way to tell someone that I don't want her, you know what I mean? Like, if you're down to swing and everything, how do you say?
Oh,
she's
I think
not...
you just gotta bail out.
You just be like, I'm not ready for this.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
I'm
to
just
bunt.
Not ready for this. I'm not ready.
I'm gonna bunt. I'm not gonna full on swing.
I'm gonna bunt.
I'm just gonna bunt on this one.
I'm not ready. I thought I was ready, but it turns out I guess I wasn't.
They be trying
ready.
To get you. They be like, you can come watch. Because on the last ship I was on, a couple was like, yo, you can You just want to sit there and just watch.
I'm gonna be like this.
I'm down for the watch.
I didn't like them. Good, I was like,
oh yeah.
You know what I
mean? Watch it seem like it'd be fun.
Yeah.
No, we would if they was attractive.
I might ruin it though. I might be like, wrong move, bro.
Oh, that's the position you're going with, huh?
You gonna start with the
And you're gonna run out of steam.
Wait, do you think they have to be attractive or would it just be like,
well, they said they be telling me that they be telling me like 95% is a miss. Like, when I was talking to them about it, like, you know, they was buying me drinks. We was talking. Because I talk about certain stuff on stage. So after the show, for people who are down like that, they always last. And then when everybody, so the stuff you were saying on stage.
They be lingering.
And it's every ship.
Yeah.
Every ship. So I be talking to them, getting, you know, like, what is it like? And all of them, the consensus is probably, you know, you going to miss 95% of the time as far as trying to find somebody you think is attractive. It's
right.
Very small. Like they said on the apps and everything, it's mostly swipes. Like no. Like,
oh, there's apps on the boat.
There's apps. Just the swinging apps and all.
Oh, they got swinger apps.
They got swinger apps. They got cheating apps. They got apps.
Oh, yeah.
For people in relationships who want to cheat together but quiet. Like, oh, they got
but
apps.
Quiet on a public platform.
Right. because then if your spouse see you on there, be like, what the hell you doing on here?
I can't wait to see if you was on here.
What you gonna do? You know what I mean? So they got those. They got the swinging apps.
Christmas
they got
present.
The people who just want to be a third, which is like unicorns.
Okay.
And that's just girls who just want to be a third in a relationship.
Why a unicorn? Because they disappear afterwards?
Because that's what everybody's usually looking for. So it's rare.
No, I mean. Oh.
Oh.
Because a lot of people, yeah, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
like,
well versed
in lingo.
I've gotten all the information.
Yeah.
With all these ships, I've gotten all the information.
I was going to get an upside down pineapple hat.
So.
Where all the time? You wear number
so
pineapple
you, with
girl.
The guys, it's like different because it's got to be like, so the wife will come up to you and be like, what's good?
Be like,
but
you
then the husband
hold,
is
kind of
like,
you want to cuck hold? What's up?
Yeah, like some weird shit. Like either they want to watch or they're trying to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, well, since she allowed me to do it, I got to let her do it.
I've been asked that before. I thought it was a setup. I was
yeah.
like, oh, no.
Every time I feel like it's a setup.
Eight dudes going to jump out and be
Every time I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
I'm straight.
Yeah. You sure? Just me and my wife, we gonna get it in. You don't want
nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
It seems like it has to be the perfect storm.
And I don't like when they just tell me like, if you want to go, I'll be like, nah.
You can go first if you want. If you feel awkward, you know it's my wife, but you can go first.
But it happens all the time. Vegas.
I know some people don't want to go second.
Ships.
Nah, yeah.
Another dude, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave, man.
Well, I take your girl.
You like, this is my room. Can you
please leave?
Uncomfortable.
We need props.
Right.
Me and your wife. Me and your wife need props.
Privacy.
You can just step on it.
You're looking at me all weird, man.
Watch out, man.
He's outside just smoking a cigarette.
Right.
Yeah, sounded good in there.
Right.
You're seeing your frogs looking
out the
window.
Sound as good as the last
two. I don't care how he's looking at you. It's going to look weird, him looking at you.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it'd be white dudes, too. That's what makes it weird, too. Like, I ain't going to be no fucking fetish for y'all. Like, that's weird.
I might with a white couple before a black couple.
Why is that?
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like a setup. I'd be like, black couple, I know how I am. So I'd be
blacks I wouldn't really trust. Like, I would trust a white dude is really into this.
Why would you trust?
Because they're believable.
Yeah. They
I would
they
trust did. A white
Come
dude.
Come on,
this dude.
Really,
white. He's into this. Like, wait a black minute. Dude, I'd be like, he going to shoot me in the back.
Yeah,
what?
He going
to
get.
This is what I'm willing to do for you. I'm dead on top of it.
There's a bunch of black swingers out there.
Absolutely.
I know they out
there.
I know that.
I'm not just acceptive of, hey, my G, come on, it's me and wifey in here.
Well, if you present it to me that way,
cheeks.
That sounds right. Very suspect.
White dude's like, hey, dude, we're going to party. Let's go. She's with it.
Yeah. I remember a long time ago, we did a comedy show for this, like, swingers organization. I don't know what you call it, organization. I don't know if they got LLCs, but there were swingers there. And then this is when I was on Snapchat.
Swinging Inc.
Yeah, so, you know, and she was sending videos after the show, and it was just, like, random sexual stuff. And I was just like,
oh, them? Really? Like,
yeah, she was in one of the videos, and then this random dude was sending me videos. And I was just like,
wait, a random dude was sending you videos.
This random
her?
Dude sending me videos. This is what we into, man.
Were they trying to recruit? They were trying to recruit you, kind of.
Yeah, so it was like, I don't know if it was him taking the girl down from the back. I was just like, they really out here doing this. You're like, you gotta come through, man.
but they're so casual. They're very casual.
Yeah. They make it seem like it's like a basketball game.
Because they don't want to put pressure on you.
Right.
So they're just like, hey, you know,
right.
Not a big deal. But it happens to me so
I'd rather you be up front with it. Yeah. And I don't want to like be guessing some shit. Like,
yeah.
So it happens so much now, I'm like numb to it. Like, I just be like, unless the story takes a turn, like the thing I told you about in Vegas, where dude decided he wanted to go suck somebody's dick.
Oh, yeah, that shit.
That story, that's the first.
That's a turn.
That's the first. Oh, the listeners don't know. So it was a couple. They get down like that. They was partying or whatever. They was about to, I saw them. We were all hanging out, but I saw them talking to another couple.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, they about to do their thing. Let me get out the way. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all have at it. Next thing you know, we go to a next bar, the lady crying. And I'm like, what happened? I told him you could sleep. But they had an accent. They from somewhere else. I told him, yeah, you sleep with other women. I go to the bathroom. He's sucking your dick. Oh. And I was like, yo.
Game changer.
But what made it funny is earlier that night.
I like that she was crying. She's like,
right. Because she's like, that's my line. Like, nigga, that's my line.
Yeah. That's the line. Yeah.
You, like, I didn't say you could do that.
Right.
And so, but his face, he was so fucked up and so drunk. When he's crying, he walked up to me and he was like.
He owned it.
Like,
there's nothing he could do.
Right. He walked up, he was like. And I was just looking, and I'm like, he's like, if you want to have sex with her, you get like, basically, I'm out. You in. I'm like, nah.
She crying.
I got what I needed.
She crying.
Yeah.
Why was
like,
would
you?
Offer that up?
And what made it funny was the earlier that night, it was this white girl, and she was like, guys will fuck anything. And I was like, nah, I don't agree with that. Like,
nah.
And she was like, so you're telling me right now, if I offered you pussy, you would turn it down? I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that hurt her feelings. Yeah. She was one of the people who thought she was badder than what she was. Mm-hmm. I was like, absolutely, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh. But the dude.
She wanted to offer it to you.
Right.
Oh, take like, it down.
No. And I was drunk as fuck, so I'm extra blunt, too. Yeah. So I was like, nah, I could do better than that. And then
you said that?
I was like, I do better than that. Damn. And then dude, he had a cold piece.
You're not worth the headache.
Dude with the end up sucking the dick later, he pulled up. He was like, I'll have sex with anything.
and it turns out
he meant that shit.
He meant it, bro.
Man, burping up dicks. Come
because later on, about 30 minutes later, he sucked the dick.
God damn.
Told you.
Do you survive? Did your relationship survive?
No, they broke up.
Wait, that means
what made it funny?
He didn't make it to the bathroom. He must be like, we're almost in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Babe, it's not what you think.
They pulled that blank man line, that old lady on the train. I'll marry you.
But that's not blank. That's
coming to America.
America. Yeah.
He meant that shit. And what made it extra funny was later that night, I went to get something to eat and I came back. He was wandering the bar with two big old girls. Like he went from a white girl to a dude to two big girls. He meant I will fuck.
Oh, he was on a tear.
He was on a night. He was on two. It is 6 a.m. He with two big old girls trying to take them down.
He is working his way to
and
rehab.
Then the next day they said I did. They said the next day he went to another hotel. He never slept.
Yeah.
He was just going to hotel. The next day he showed up at a party that night. Mind you, they had lost their luggage.
Uh-huh.
So they was buying
Jesus
clothes.
Right.
They was buying clothes every day. But the clothes they foreigners. Yeah. So the clothes every day they was buying was like Dracula.
We love Oz.
He showed up to the party with like this jacket with like these really long things and like the ruffle.
Yeah.
Like he looked like Dracula.
The ruffle. Oh. The interview with a vampire. Damn,
the
Lestat.
And he pulled up and he walked up to me and he had that face. He was like,
like, I did some
they had accents. Was it Russian?
They was rich. Yeah, it was rich. They were Sweden.
Oh, Swedish.
He's got to do enough drugs just to forget all that.
They was rich as fuck.
Girl with the Sweden is a country y'all need to visit.
Man, yeah. I want to go there. That's on my head.
They invited me
during
the
summer.
Like, nah,
17-hour days. 17-hour days.
They said it's amazing.
I want to go in the wintertime.
Wait, what's so dope?
You want to go when it's 17-hour daylight? Yeah, it's nice.
All right. What you want to go in the winter for?
I like the snow.
I want to stay inside.
Not where it's freezing, but just like I want to see that snow there in Sweden. Speaking of Sweden and languages, man, Babbel. This holiday season, if you're looking for a unique gift that inspires curiosity, travel, and culture, like Sweden, give the gift of Babbel. Babbel is the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. A lot of subscriptions, man. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, you'll finally be able to discover the wonder that comes with learning a new language. I wonder if they got Swedish on there. With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson, so you can start having real-life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by 150 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, not computers. Their teaching methods had been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German.
Sheesh.
Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. There's so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee.
Oh, wait, how many
20 days?
How many?
Oh, 20 days.
Sheesh.
20 days.
Back.
I want to know if Swedish is on there. I want to know if that's one of the languages they got up in there.
Be careful.
I really
want to
go
back
over
around.
There.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I DJ'd over there once.
You DJ'd in Sweden?
Finish that ad, man.
You know what I'm saying? In Sweden?
Yes, for sure.
Quick flex.
Could
finish
you move
that
there?
Ad.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Set that quick.
Is it pricey? I heard it's one of the most expensive places to live.
I heard it was like ranked the best place to live in the world, though. Like,
yeah, Sweden. I heard nothing but great things.
We hung out with the Swedish Kim Kardashian.
Oh, was she tall?
No.
I heard they tall over there. Is this true?
Nah, she had dark hair. She wasn't like blonde hair tall,
blonde.
But everybody else was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was they tall? Was they Thor?
Got the pure whites in Sweden. That's the that's where they're from.
They ain't got the yayo like that.
No, even the white people.
Was they tall, Chris?
Yes.
Some, yes.
So it wasn't like an abundance.
Not everybody.
Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, you can get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/issues. That's babbel.com/issues for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. You ain't got no excuse.
No excuse. No,
you can learn another language.
What's been your excuse, Tony?
I'll be learning.
No, yeah?
Yeah.
You been learning Spanish? French? Mm-hmm. Where'd you go to?
Spanish. I'm still on Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah. See, this
how
is
far
why
you
I should be on
I'm
Patreon.
On, lesson 10?
Okay.
See. Let me tell you right now. Tell
where am
right
I?
Now.
This is why it's beautiful
on,
that y'all are on Patreon, because y'all
I'm
got to see 10. All that right
so if
there.
I said, como sientes, you say?
He don't know.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Siento is a...
He said, como se dice.
Hold on. You're getting somewhere. Come on.
Because it's that's the root, right?
Round 100.
That's the verb. Uh-huh.
Lo siento. That's
You got it.
Well, that's sorry.
Yeah. Well, lo siento is I'm sorry. But
yeah.
Como sientes is how you feeling. How are you?
Oh,
it's like how you feeling more so.
But don't answer now. You didn't know.
Muy bien.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
And then bien gracias too?
Okay.
What did he say?
Oh, I like that you were trying to say it fast.
Then what?
He said, I'm good and you.
Bien gracias.
But it's the stutter step before. Yeah. He's like,
no, he has his go-to phrases because he said the same ones all the time. He said the same ones all the time. He has his go-to phrases. On the ship, I was hanging out with this Cuban dude, and I was like, we drunk. Talk to me in only Spanish. And it's just so goddamn fast.
Yes, fast.
Oh,
it was so fast.
Was you picking up?
I was picking up some, and I was giving them back what I could. And he was like, "No, you good, Bobby? You good?" Because they wanted. They was like, "Yeah,
right.
Let's go."
Always,
but
go
it
to
was
food.
Just so fast. I was like, "Bro, slow down." But his English was bad because he lived in Miami. He said they only speak Spanish.
Yeah, you ain't got no reason.
So he's talking to his wife. He's like, "Cómo se dice the Yorks."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Oh, the comedian." He was like, "Yorks,
the Yorks."
And very super Latin, very grabby, touchy, like buddy, you know. And I'm
where
like,
was that cruise going?
It was out of Miami,
And
it went to Honduras, two spots in Mexico.
Oh damn!
Okay,
and somewhere else.
Did you get off in Honduras?
I get up on the ports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
how much time you get off when you're on the port?
Well, on Norwegian, you are a guest, so you can stay until they say y'all got to come back. So it'll be like from 8 to 5.
Ah, okay.
But when you are on Carnival, you part of the crew, so you got to come back like early.
Okay.
But on the I was just out there. So I was walking streets in the neighborhoods, going to eat.
You be a man of the people on them cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
When I be in my room, I be like, all right, I go eat. And it disappeared.
The first three days I'd be like that.
Yeah.
And after that theater show, once they get to, I'd be like, all right, everybody. Here
remind
we go.
To
I'm
give you
in the piano bar. I don't know how to play the piano.
Remind me to give you some money to get me some pure Hennessy.
Oh.
That shit overrated.
Yeah, but everybody loves it. They just like the bottle. Like, yeah.
Oh shit, you got pure Hennessy.
It's the same shit. They just put it like it's a marketing. It ain't no different.
It's the exact same.
Yeah. It's just and even the white even the white Hennessy. They just put it so they be like, you only can get it on the ship.
It's
get
pure
it.
White with the bottle.
Like, so you a rum fan? Shit.
That exclusive.
Are you a rum fan? You're a rum guy? Is the rum different in
there? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh,
sorry.
I got some in Belize and I took one shot and I was like.
You went out looking for
the had a vacuum. Dracula helping him.
Oh, we gonna need some video of the food and stuff. Man, it sounds like
I'll be getting off and eating in pleasure. In the you know.
But your phone really don't be working all the time, yeah, right? Like
you gotta find the Wi-Fi.
Ah, yeah, okay.
That's the first thing you ask in a foreign country, Wi-Fi.
You can always post it later.
So you'll go to a place, you buy a drink or something, they'll give you the Wi-Fi password and then you good.
The Wi-Fi.
You know where to go because all the staff from the boat that be on there for like 6-7 months, they know what the spots. So you go to, you see them all huddled around. You be like, oh, this is good.
They be like, don't go there. Everybody from the boat's gonna be there.
But if you can find a Starbucks, you good to go.
Gucci. Oh yeah, McDonald's too.
So the bigger ports have the Starbucks.
Oh, McDonald's cracking with Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's first.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's how Foo used to hit me when he's on the bus. Every time he got by Wi-Fi, he'd be like, yo, I'm on my way. Just hit me back. Then it'll be disappear for a while until he got next to
the McDonald's.
I didn't know McDonald's was acting up.
They got that wife.
I saw you just Jazzy go blue indeed. I had to wait to.
Oh yeah, they gonna be in the national championship game.
You know what, man? At this point, because last year we were in the playoffs and we got dusted by Georgia.
Right.
I let you say we because y'all lose all the time and you take those L's.
But it's fine. Like I'm like this. It's a great season.
This is the season.
They're 13-0 right now. Even if you lose,
I don't know if they can beat Georgia. But
Georgia's great. TCU, they play tough.
You're talking about football or basketball?
Yeah, football. I think it could be TCU.
I don't think TCU gonna do it.
Juwan Howard's kids though. He's playing on their team right now. He's got two boys on his two of his sons on his team right now.
Basketball.
Basketball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, switch up real quick.
Yeah, they might lose to Western Michigan with
Imani Bates.
Imani over there.
Eastern Michigan.
He got out of that situation he was in.
Yeah,
huh?
It was, they said he had nothing on him.
Yeah, that was for him to play for the school. You got to look underneath, brother. He got caught with a gun charge.
I wonder why he was such a big.
I think people probably didn't want to deal with him.
He left Memphis and ended up with a gun charge. Come on, man, that's a plot, brother.
Well, he's from there too, so he wanted to be home.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was about.
Well, his trainers are there and they stay on him.
Because he's going to, he don't care about school.
That first year, I don't know. This year, he's going league. But that first year with that 7 points a game, couldn't play under
a dude was telling me this weekend, when they be scouting the pros, it's not even what you see on the court. Because a lot of times you're stifled.
Right.
It beat them like open runs at like UCLA. When they be
with Rico Hines and them, yeah.
Yeah, so they were saying like when Zach LaVine was at UCLA for that year, like, yeah, on the team, he was seventh man, sixth man. He looked cool. But on them runs, they was like, he out of here. Same with Drew Holiday. Right. Same with, they was like, in them runs, you could tell who got, like, that's what they're saying about Amari.
Mm.
They like, yeah, he looked okay in college, but you can tell his game is more of an NBA game.
A lot of these guys already worked out for pro teams.
Right.
So they're just going through the motion of going to college. They're not trying to get injured.
But a lot of these coaches, you know, they're running systems. They're not just letting you do your thing, you know.
Especially like the Dukes and all them. Yeah. They've just, I wouldn't say stifled, but.
Well, they're missing out on a lot of players that, you know, players just going
straight to the league and didn't do much.
So they're going straight to the G League?
They're going straight G League now. Yeah. Like with Scoop. He nice.
Sometimes they get lost in the sauce when they hit that G League.
What's his name? Did he ever make it out of there?
Who?
He was like 2 years ago in that class when all of them was going to the G League.
Kyrie Walker?
It was one of them.
He went to Arizona,
Super
I think.
Super all-star point guard.
And like the dude that was supposed to go to UCLA that. So, and then.
The skinny one? Your boy?
He skipped Arizona and UCLA and went to the G League. And I don't know if he made it. It was a point guard dude.
They be getting lost.
Amari there right now.
Yeah, sometimes that big college, you get eyes on you. Yeah. You know.
That's another thing. When you go to college, they be having a plan. It's work. They're like, nah, we don't want you to score. We want you to pass. We know you can go for 50.
Right. Well, let me go for 50.
But we want you to have 10 assists a game because we got this big in here. We
want. Right. And the coach is trying to win. They didn't care about your, you know what I mean?
And they come up with a story like the new unicorn. It's like, that was Bowl Bowl 2 years ago.
Nah, this dude.
What, you talking about Bumbeo?
Yeah.
Oh, he's different.
No, he Bowl Bowl.
No, he's not.
Hey, Bowl Bowl nice though, bro. I don't know what happened.
He's getting
minutes now.
No one saw this in him before?
They did, but he had a foot injury, so they limited his shoes.
That's true.
But everybody in the league, he's like, I gave all of them buckets. Stop Yo, playing.
Bubble can ball, bro. And but it's always been like that.
He's yeah. what they see. With Victor
Wembanyama.
Victor different though.
He's
shooting one leg, three he got one turnaround leg for no yeah. reason.
One leg and step
That's
back
because
threes.
He's not in America with the pressure. He over there.
He's 7'4". Ain't no it pressure for that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's different.
Bobo's 7'3", and it was
he's
like
slower
this pressure.
Though.
Yeah.
Bobo got more handles. Nah. Better shot.
Y'all see them taking a lot of them cats leaving Jackson State because of Deion?
Yeah. Bro.
They want to know y'all opinion on Deion. Kate Beverly just asked.
I say do whatever.
Well, they say it. You either
get your money, Bobo.
You either move
get
up
your
or
money,
move
Bobo.
Huh? They say it. You either move up or move out. You could only bring so much success to a team before it's time to move on.
But what was his initial goal?
And that's where it becomes different.
Right. His baby was going to college, and he wanted
that's what I
the
think.
Best
like,
hands on his child.
Right.
So he's
so
like,
it
I'll
was
coach.
Never about the HBCU.
I think it was about the HBCU. But not like to the like. First of all, for people for asking him to carry the entire HBCU is ridiculous.
Yes.
But no one asked him. He signed up for
he
it.
Put the spotlight
I know, but I'm saying
on
he
it.
Put the spotlight.
That's what he was supposed to
that's
do.
That's what he's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. He put the spotlight. He put and now more people should go take them jobs and more kids. You know what I mean? Like they like Deion is the end all be all.
He showed that there's talent at the
exactly.
HBCUs.
The point was, come here, we can get attention. We can get
Bomani
more
Jones,
people should come.
I saw Bomani Jones say it the best today. He was talking about when he got there, Deion Sanders said that God called him to go lead HBCUs. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Right?
And he did for 3 years.
Great. Because then he said God called him to go to Colorado.
Yes.
Okay? Oh, right? God. Now, the difference is I go like, you knew the HBCU plan was going to take at least a decade. That was a long-term plan.
When you signed up for it.
When you signed up for it. Because Deion signed up for 4 years, 1.2 mil.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't about the money, but Deion didn't have to go be somebody's assistant somewhere. He got to go be a head coach today.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
He went and ignited a culture, though.
But Deion comes with his own culture. Primetime is a culture.
Right. Yes.
So no matter where he goes, he's going to do that. But he got a chance to go be a head coach right away. Did amazing. Yeah. No,
killed.
No doubt about
he
that.
Was there 3 years.
Of course.
And
no doubt
he
about that.
He
did his part. 100%.
He also proved that he changed recruiting completely.
Right. He got the number one recruit coming back. So that's why Colorado's
and they
like,
also
we can't
had them
lose.
Because
you got to remember also, he's on a bottom tier college, right?
Yeah.
He didn't get a big job offer. He got Colorado.
I wouldn't necessarily say a bottom tier.
They're 100% bottom tier.
In football, Colorado's.
For
they
the,
ain't
for
been
the
good
last
since the
90s.
We're Pac 12, right?
Yeah, but they ain't been good since the 90s.
For the last 20
since
years,
Cordell
they've been
Stewart.
A bottom tier.
Damn.
Yeah.
Cordell, I forgot his name. Yeah.
The thing is, they're still in the opportunity of being a
huge opportunity. And it's great for him. Like, super happy for him. And I agree with him. From going to $300,000 a year to going to 5 point something.
But I heard it was more than that, too. Like, Jackson the State was like his car had got broken into. They was treating him wrong. You know what I mean? Like it was other reasons.
I assume there was other stuff
it was
that
other
we
reasons.
Don't know.
It was like,
I'm sure it was a ton of stuff.
He was like,
all
right.
So he initially went for his son. It's like, all right, we conquered this division.
Right.
Great.
Let's go over here and show.
My question to people is, how long did they expect him to stay? That's my question.
For what you signed up for?
4 years?
At the very least, right?
Okay. But people would have still been pissed if you left after 4 years.
It doesn't, because you said God called me
but I'm saying
to change
people,
the HBCU.
But he did.
God had his
he
number
did.
And called him again.
He did
who,
change
who,
it.
Who, how? Who else went? Who's the next coach there? Who else signed? Who?
That's on other people. He changed
the
recruiting.
The
he changed the television.
If,
he changed.
I feel,
like he
I
did.
Feel like,
if nothing
like
continues,
then
nothing
it
changed.
For when he was there, how long he was there, but now what?
That's what I'm saying.
What's the next
they,
step?
They,
for
now
the
they
HBCUs.
Go back to.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like other people should be fought. Where's the, you know, like, okay, Airbnb can't get
like
a job
used,
in the NFL.
But then it's
Jackson
not changed
State.
Yet.
That's what that's.
But then it's not
the
changed
I'm,
yet.
Yeah. I'm getting. Because it's like.
It feels like he used Jackson State.
Yeah, because it was just what? Like, all right, I get a big
old
run.
He didn't use them
because
they definitely got.
This is a long-term solution.
Right.
You can't
right.
solve that problem in 3 years.
No doubt. And also,
so it needs to be a united effort, but you also have to be consistent in your mission.
Right.
If that was indeed your mission,
right.
was to really put spotlights on HBCUs and not just go for your own
And not just to
career.
Put spotlight on them, you're trying to make them competitive. And so his goal was to get Jackson State into the actual playoffs so they can be ranked in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But like that, you didn't do that yet.
Well, yeah, they're invited to more tournaments than they've ever been invited to.
That part's fine, but you're not in a conference where you can be ranked for a national championship.
That's what I'm saying.
But you get the looks now that you didn't get before Deion was there. Even if he's still had to do the scheduling for the next 2 years.
Let's see how many games get televised next year without Deion.
Maybe because how loud he was with advocating for HBCU.
First of all, anybody who expect, we've watched Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Since the 90s. Anybody who expected him to stay there is insane. The nigga's name is Prime Time. And you expected him to stay there?
It's what he presented.
Yeah. But I was hoping
he presented, I'm changing the culture.
What I wanted is for all these coaches, like these guys, like who can't get head coaching jobs, like Eric Bieniemy and stuff, who keeps getting passed over. You go take one now, and then the next guy. Like that's what I was expecting to happen. Now more of you see Hugh Jackson's there now. Hugh Jackson is coaching HBCU.
Hugh Jackson's also, been there. What Deion did was prove that these HBCUs can compete.
They can recruit.
They can compete too.
Well, we don't know because they didn't play any of the.
Yeah.
He beat the hell out of the other HBCU.
It sounds like a fiasco.
It's not a complete disaster, but it sounds like now we're taking a step back.
I don't know. It was so great, and you were doing it. You know what I mean? That was like you were doing the thing that you set out to do, and it was just like. But the people saying Deion's a sellout is crazy. I don't think
that's
that.
He had a ripple effect because also basketball players start going to D1s. You had like Zion Harmon, who was one of the best recruits in the nation, go to a black college.
He's on drugs now too.
No, he got drugged. He's not on drugs. Somebody laced his thing at a party, and they thought he wasn't going to be able to compete, but he came back strong.
Somebody just made a good point. They said now if Deion came in and wasn't winning, they could have fired him like that too.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He's a bad guy for doing. We won every year.
They wouldn't have,
and
but
he left.
I don't think he's a bad guy. You're never a bad person.
You could have cut me at any time.
Elevate your family.
Like at the end of the day, all this stuff is business too. Like that's what people be killing me.
It comes down to business.
You went from how much did we make?
$300,000 a year.
Yeah. $300,000 a year to 5.5. This what kills me about social media.
I'm not mad at you at all.
Right. This what kills me about social media. Everybody's always like on some. If it was me, shut the fuck up. Like everybody loves talking about what somebody else is doing. And if it was me, meanwhile you. At your job doing whatever the hell, or in your life doing, like, we don't have no magnifying glasses on your life.
And I'll do you even better. Did you see Colorado's facilities?
Oh, it was amazing.
It was amazing. The lunchroom, where they eating.
And that's bottom tier.
Bottom tier.
Yeah. Like, they
it's
are also, not.
It's a better situation for his son.
Yeah. That ain't UCLA or USC.
He was breaking it down. He's like, the kids, they're going to get good meals. And if they're good and get meals, I hope they're getting stuff like Hello Fresh. Talk to Ms. Addy.
With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy and fun and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. It's the season to save money whenever we can. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. So you can use those savings for holiday gifts and treat yourself. So, you know, use that other money.
25% less.
On stuff you really want to use it on. Oh, HelloFresh can help you eat better amid all the holiday temptations. Their meals have 20% fewer calories than takeout, and you can still have full flavor without all the guilt, man. HelloFresh Festive Eats makes mealtime a snap. Choose from holiday-inspired dinner recipes, seasonal add-ons, or even three-course offerings, all designed to make holiday meals extra yummy and easier than ever. When I use HelloFresh, like I said, I'm not a master in the kitchen, but HelloFresh had me feeling like I could really get down.
Now, if you was putting celery and spaghetti?
Celery was a winner.
Celery
was a winner.
But please continue, sorry.
I ain't doing that, but go
to HelloFresh.com/issues18 and use code issues18 for 18 free meals. Plus free shipping. So that's 18 free meals.
How many meals?
Plus 18. And free shipping.
Issues 18.
HelloFresh.com/issues18 and use code issues18 for 18 free meals. It's highly encouraged to, my bad. We're good. Just keep in mind, HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Let's go, baby.
Goddamn fool not to do that.
HelloFresh.
Good. Yeah. But HBCU.
Yeah.
I like what Deion did. I just wish he stayed. Of course, selfishly of me, I wish he stayed.
And I wish he stayed longer, too.
But I would, I want more people to go, though. Pick up where he left off. Like,
but probably they shouldn't be as loud as he was. It's like, I'm saving.
But that's what Deion do. He loud.
Yeah. Like,
very true. I want to see other pros
and
he, take
and,
that
and
same...
Let's be honest. If he wasn't that loud, is anybody tuning in? Is anybody? Everybody was invested to see what he was going to do.
And now they're gone now.
Yeah, but I'm saying, no, I'm saying
that's the thing about it. That's the whole thing. It's
yeah,
like
now we're like, we ain't watching
then what? Right. I'm thinking about the future more so than also, what he did was dope, but then
we'll take some time what? To what's next?
The hope faded when he went to Colorado State. The hope faded,
right?
Or you could have brought somebody else in and be like, yo, like you're in good hands. Yeah, I'm bringing in,
but I'm saying that's why I'm hoping that other coaches do that too. Let me go down there. Build up all the programs.
Right.
Like, that's one's
You're
cool.
You're talking about ex-pros?
Yeah, ex-pro. Go down there. Let's build. Why? Deion only nigga to do that? Like, you know
but
what
only,
I mean?
But
like,
only to leave again? You know what I mean? Like,
no,
what would be?
But just but, taking
but once
that
you start,
year.
Once you start
taking that year to
a
give...
culture, then it becomes a thing where kids, when you're good every year, when you're, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
If all of them go and all the programs start getting good, more kids want to go. And then somebody else was saying it too. Deion was asking them, can we get better facilities? And they was like, nah.
I know it's some other stuff.
It's
other stuff. We're also talking
about they had how many TV,
lot of nigga
national
business.
TV games?
we're also talking about
10 TV games. You getting money.
But yet, you're getting money, but yet.
And he wasn't getting a lot.
It's only on a smaller scale at first, right? And right. I don't know how much money Jackson State was getting, but they did have televised games. And it's funny because when you watch those televised games, they look like the high-produced high school championship
games.
Damn.
Imagine if all our greats took a year to go back and teach. That's why, like, for what sure. Deion did, because he took a year out. He didn't need the money. He didn't need to do
years.
Any of that.
Low money.
He took time out to go and teach. As being the greatest, you don't get access to that.
Right.
To take 3 years
to do
that. And all
the people he was bringing in there to meet them kids mm-hmm. and all that.
The attention he brought to black colleges, you don't get
he
that.
He donated
every day.
His salary, I think, like half his own salary.
Right. Imagine if Michael Jordan went back and taught college basketball
well, you know that nigga ain't never
for 3 years.
Absolutely.
Imagine
not.
If big Reggie Jackson went back and taught college baseball for 3 years. We'd have some great players.
I don't know how true it is, but they said Colorado didn't have his money.
They said they didn't have the money to pay him yet, but it's.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's already. But no,
they count pre sales.
But no, have it. Yeah,
we
going to
get
it. We got some deuces going on
it's,
here.
It's not even a question because have you ever watched a Colorado game on TV?
No.
Will you now?
Yeah.
I mean, you're already going to secure finances. Like, they're already going to have ESPN and ABC.
That's good for that white school.
It's great.
Good for them.
It's great for them.
Good for them in Colorado, huh? Meanwhile, Jackson takes a hit.
I mean, they do. And he took the whole squad.
It's other shit going on.
Mississippi already the poorest state
right,
in the country.
Bro.
Deion took the whole squad, too. He's like, y'all ain't got no hope next year.
Yeah, everybody decommitted. Everybody that was going there.
Did they go to Colorado, too?
Well, he's taking
his son, some receivers.
His safety. His son also.
Like the big dog that went there.
The running back.
They going to. Oh,
they
got
the,
yeah.
I think like a
they
three-star
gotta go.
Wide
what are they gonna do?
Right.
But that's beautiful for those kids.
And that's another thing. What about that factor?
For sure.
What? These kids who had the talent to get seen,
who didn't have
D1
offers.
So they had to go to Jackson State. Now they get to see in a Pac-12. They playing USC. They playing Oregon.
Ooh,
they playing. So maybe that kid that wasn't gonna make it, I got bright lights on me now. I'm out of here.
Very
like, I get to make it.
Yeah, very true.
So he didn't save a whole nation, but let's say he saved. Not safe, but you know, create opportunities for five kids that wouldn't have got that other.
Because they be getting them. Some of them players get lost in the sauce too. Right. They can play, but they can't. They don't get the opportunity to compete.
But I hope that more coaches just go and do it. Like if the whole league was full of ex NFL, you know, kids would go there. Like
I need God to call them.
That's the only part of me. I'm like,
yeah.
I need God to call these other players. Like,
just go.
Hey, this is God.
And it's so easy for people to be like,
call you.
You know, we should just go to
Jackson State.
He's leaving a message. They answer.
Yeah, come on down there, man. Go on,
hey, bro. If God was like, "Yo, Chaz, there's $5 million here, but stay at Jackson State," I'm like, "Yo, God, hey, let me holler
you sure
at
you.
Let me
you sure
holler at you over here, God. I need this money.
What's your path looking like, God? I don't know.
What kills
How
me?
How much
is
he worth before the coaching?
Deion can't be worth more than.
I mean, he got money.
Nah. What you mean? He's 50? A Hall of Famer.
You think he was? Yeah.
And he did some commentating too.
Yeah, he left his commentating job for that.
Yeah.
So he had his money.
He's probably making about the same, $300,000 a year. He could have been
probably
making
more commentating.
Probably making more commentating.
Because he was on
a
ESPN.
Year?
He probably was making more.
I don't know how
it
much
it's like
he
worked the whole year.
I wonder how much they make.
Well, it depends on who it is.
You work 3-4 months.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
starting off, you ain't getting that much. But yeah. when you got a name already, yeah, I'm pretty sure Michael Irvin name are breaded.
Yeah. You think Deion worth 50 mil?
Yeah.
No.
For coaching? I don't think he's worth 50 million.
What do you mean? No. He played football and baseball.
Oh, you just mean, double, mean like a network.
A long time but ago. It was double checked.
That was 20 years ago.
And he looked like a big spender.
That's a lot of money, though.
Yeah. That went platinum.
Not back then. Remember, Deion had a huge
contract.
Because
he had some major contracts.
Wait. Yeah. Yes and no. Remember, Deion's huge contract was making $7 million a year in football. That was like
but
in the 90s.
But what about baseball?
He couldn't be making more than that. Too.
Baseball, he was getting both money.
Plus commercial and endorsements. Deion was everywhere.
Yeah, Deion was that
20
guy.
Years ago.
He
uh-huh.
had a big Nike deal.
But he never stopped like working. You know what I mean? Like
20 million, 20 years
He's been
ago.
On TV a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He got to be at least 20 mil.
That's prime time.
I definitely give him that.
Yeah, he got to be about 20 mil.
I definitely give him
easily.
That.
Easily.
This site says 40.
Yeah, okay.
See? That's great.
Yeah.
A
little fine. Over 33.
If I'm worth 40 million and you still offer me 5 million a year, I'm going. I'm securing... The that's more security.
That's an eighth
for my,
of your money.
Lord.
I wonder what's his ultimate goal. Does he want to coach pros?
Of
or?
Course, he wants to keep going. You know, that's what you're doing. The, what kills me though is when people just be out. Like, because
some college
do,
coaches want they're gonna stay. Colorado. They're gonna stay college,
right? But yeah. some just
well,
be
that's
like,
after they go to the
well,
pros.
Nick Saban, Nick Saban, he went. He tried.
Yep, a lot of them
failed. He went back.
What's his name at UCLA right now? Chip Kelly.
Yeah,
he went from Oregon to
who had some success.
What's his name for Seahawks?
Yes, yeah.
But it's also, you get a chance to coach your kid.
But he was in the pros first. I think he was like a coach for Cleveland first.
Oh.
Then didn't work out. Then he went to USC.
Okay.
And then he went back to the pros.
Yeah, college and pros are different. Like, a lot of college coaches, they get up there and they be like, these dudes don't listen.
They don't let the grown air.
I can't mold my. Some just really want to take a kid at 18, mold, and you ain't molding no NBA player.
Nah,
like, you're not even in charge.
Shoot, these guys getting
Only, sir, you have to be a let, like, Coach K with the dream team. They were listening to him.
Right.
If I coach my kid, I'd like give him the ball every play. He going pro. He going to average a double-double. Give him the ball. Like,
his son's good, right? They're pretty good?
Yeah. Well, but we would never know.
You get the highlight on it because you know the best things that your son does. You'd be like, oh, we're going to
This sounds like pretty much a
This family. Says here Deion's highest salary year was with the Cowboys for 6.5.
Yeah. I remember that big-ass announcement back in the day.
Oh, 8.5 when he went to Washington that next year.
Yeah.
I remember his big $7 million.
So yeah, that was a big deal back then.
So what would he get today?
He made a total of 33.5.
More than a lot.
But we also don't know his investments and all that.
Yeah.
So if he was playing now, he would be
cashed out.
Oh man.
He, whatever. What did his name just get? The corner for the Rams.
Oh, Ramsey?
Yeah, what did Ramsey get? Deion would get that.
That, yeah, because Deion was that guy.
Well,
yeah,
he played both sides. They would definitely use him on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. I remember when Darrell Revis held the Jets hostage.
With helmets on.
Yeah.
Darrell Revis held the Jets hostage back then. And you were a cornerback holding a whole team hostage.
I mean, he was the whole defense.
I mean, he was the whole
defense. Cut down half the field. But
crazy,
yeah, I ain't mad at Deion at all. Yeah,
I'm not mad at him by any means.
I can't be mad at a man.
And when people talk all this stuff about, we all have seen HBCU facilities. You, it's easy to tell a kid, like, oh, all black kids just go there. When you a high school athlete, your whole dream is
big,
nice. You didn't already have that. I want nice stuff. Mm-hmm. And these HBCUs don't be having nice stuff. It's hard to tell a kid who got all these dreams, oh, just do that for the culture at 18. They don't give a fuck.
Nah.
Like, they don't care. Nah.
And I think
there's
only a few cats. I know Shannon Sharp said he did. I want to say.
And that's what sucks, though.
What?
That's the problem. It's just like, the black colleges get this shit into the stick.
Well, you got to also understand this, too, that, there's been a whole, it just got banned to give these kids money, houses, cars for recruitment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wait, that's banned?
No,
or they
opened it?
No.
No. Before that, when people were secretly paying all these kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
People were getting houses, apartments to take your talent. So somebody wanted to go to Jackson State and they said, we'll give your mom and dad $100,000. Plus, people were negotiating entire deals with colleges for decades.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time. So, no HBCU can hold up to that.
You're right.
It's hard for a kid to be like, yo, come get this, come get that.
Right.
And then you go like, well, USC's offering me and my mom and dad.
I get it from that standpoint.
But people be acting like
that,
they don't get it.
Yeah.
It's like, you lose that culture of blackness.
Now
you're going to white school, you're gonna be the top athlete over there. You're gonna But then these black colleges.
But you're looking at your mom, you're like, man, I'm out of here.
Right, right. I get it from that standpoint.
You're like, hey dog. They're paying for that top talent, though. It's not like they're just getting it because it's USC or somebody. Right. It's like, no, but now with the NIL, it does make things a little even, but it's still, there's no way Jackson State's going to bring,
because all this black talent in the the educational aspect of black colleges can't reap the benefits.
Right.
It's like, we got money over here.
Yeah. Well, it's not even about the school necessarily. It's about who they play.
And right. Like, TV time.
We're not going to get any
that's,
TV.
That's your whole recruiting trip. They come in here. We're going to be on TV this many amount of time.
Right. But it's all money related.
Right. Yeah. Well, you got to win. Well,
they play these big games the and then people, it's money.
TV time. So yeah. you have money. A greater chance. Yeah. Well, the athlete's not necessarily making money. They're just like,
No,
but it
I'm
takes money
you
to
need
get
money
the program. Got to be good.
Right. You so have it all comes down to money.
Yeah,
money is the.
It's just damn. It was working.
Yeah.
It was. That's the only thing that I go like. You were doing it,
but it still works.
What happens? If what happens if he gets there and they just losing every game?
They
what
will.
Happens?
He took the whole squad.
No, you talking about Colorado?
Yeah, I'm talking about Colorado.
Oh,
no,
my bad.
He already got kids.
But can they compete? Are they gonna be able to compete with?
It might take a minute because even with Jackson State, he didn't go undefeated his first year.
First year he did cool, and the next two,
right? But it's still gonna take a minute. Like you still gotta instill your program. You still gotta weed out the mother cats.
What are you gonna do though? Is all them kids who be on the fence of like SC, Oregon, and UCLA? I'm going to play for Deion.
All them places reject Texas, and that's why TCU is dope. That's why Boise State is dope. It's right. All them Texas kids
definitely
who don't get recruited.
Go play for Deion. He put Jackson State on TV.
On right. TV,
what's
bro.
Dope though is they
and
all
and they like Deion how he talked to the kids right. And how he you know what I mean
I'm
like kids.
My own luggage, Dennis Louis.
That's important. When you 17, 18, you know what I mean how your coach still cool and
well also teach him he shit. Went league and he's the greatest
corner of all time. Like you like I'm listening to this.
He's not just a coach. He has to play for a couple seasons.
He has a resume.
Right.
And you don't look at him like, man, your old ass can't did. He's like, right. Oh, okay. Deion said, don't do this on this play. I ain't doing it.
Right.
Like, that's... Yeah.
What's crazy is that they were paying attention to Jackson State. You know what I mean? Like all these
dog,
other schools.
Game day.
I'm so bad. I'm right. glad right. I ain't my right. jersey.
He was vocal.
Yeah. You got game day to come out and pull up. Lee Corso and them. They were all out there. That was crazy. And
that was
like,
wild.
You're doing, bro. You. That's why I was just like, damn, dog. Don't. Mm-hmm.
The money. Yeah. Money, man. Money
must
wins
be.
Again.
It's
yeah.
a money.
It's all about the money, man.
Must be the money. And niggas are shocked.
It's the money. It's going to get you every time.
But what he did was still dope.
It's super dope. Yeah. And it's doable. And hopefully, I doubt it, but hopefully somebody else will go.
Right. Why and I'm not even mad at people having an opinion. I'd be mad at the passion in which people talk on stuff like this.
Why do like, we have to be sellouts when we do? You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Not silly.
Definitely not a sellout for that.
Yeah,
he's not a sellout. I can't give him the sellout right. title, bro.
He gave his time.
He did. And he did it for very little money.
That's my question. I want to ask people,
but
how long was he supposed to take a job at
a white school for money.
So a lot of money.
Oh, it had symptoms of sellout.
It literally sold out.
It was a lot of money.
Wait, did he take it for money or for a better opportunity for his son?
Yeah.
I think it was for his son. And from what I heard, like I said, they said his car got broken into, the facilities. He was begging the school for they wouldn't do it. Some other like I heard there's other shit
you
than
know
just
it would. You know the AD was probably
and
a
DC
dick
said it under his breath, right. But like nobody wants to say it, but we know how it be sometimes with us.
Salary.
Sometimes shit business. Be yeah. You be like, hey man,
you think,
I'm trying.
You think one of his checks didn't clear?
Yeah,
like, come on, dog.
Come on, bro.
Just give me some time, bro. Give me a little time, man. I got you. You think they text him was like, hey, I ain't figured about your money, dude.
Sometimes we be
probably
you
got
know,
into it.
I'm
with
a
the,
cash
no,
happy.
No, I'm not putting that on black,
bro. I'm not.
Colorado don't even have the money right now. We're not gonna do this to blacks.
Oh, you'll trust blacks when it comes to money, right. But not to smash.
No,
when two black people come up to you,
saying, you expect a robbery.
Here's why I said what I said.
Come on, man. What is this?
Most black dudes ain't for the swinger shit. True. I see that more prevalent with white guys. Uh-huh. That's why I'm trusting that more. Most right, black dudes be like, that. Hey, I can't get down like that. I can't see a dude.
When it comes
the
to
fact
sexual,
that Chaz called so, back to that.
Yeah. That's the only reason.
But look,
it's a nice
when
stroke.
It comes,
but let's not act like
man.
Black folks is the only ones raggedy with money.
When
I'm not
no,
sit
no,
here
no,
and
a lot
take
of
that.
Black,
so, but Keon, what we're saying, what I'm saying, what Keon's saying is there was some, it had to be some underlying issues too. That we not knowing about. You know what I mean? You know, it had to be other stuff. Because clearly he wasn't all the way happy.
Bro, it just makes sense, though. If your kids, you don't know if your kids are going to go pro or not, right? So I'm like, $5 million a year, you're just securing your entire estate. You're securing your future. Like, I can't get mad at you for securing your family's fortune. I can't get mad at you.
They just
that.
Said, someone said he was paying trainers and his assistant coaches with his own money.
Right. Like, oh, what y'all want, bro?
Yeah,
like, what y'all want?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the people, and it's just like I said, it's not the opinion, it's right. The passion in which people be really talking about strangers. You don't know their situation, you don't know, and they really this motherfucker. How you? What you know? You go down there and coach.
Everybody got a price, man.
What you know, bro?
And we see Deion's price.
Absolutely.
Everybody got a price.
I was just about to say that, but we switched topics. Like, when it comes to sexuality, black people are just more private with their shit. But best believe, black people wild as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no wild question. It's black swingers for sure.
Oh, yeah. G-Man 83 got a body count. It's just he's like 60 deep every week.
Because we're raised to be more low-key. Yeah. Even growing up, remember, like, black girls, black dudes, own you pussy, own something, dick. And white people be like, I do.
Yeah,
like, we're just way more private. But best believe, them black people be with the shits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Be with the shits.
That show I was talking about, that was black. All that was black. You know, but still, it's just like...
I think blacks are coming out more. The blacks they are coming out more with sexuality.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. They are now. Mm-hmm.
Especially now that Blue Chew is
probably... Oh, look at you. No, okay.
Huh, that's right. The nights are getting longer.
Yeah.
With the breeze and the only thing that's getting off.
Hey.
That's right.
That's
this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Indeed. Yo, Keon.
That was Keon. It wasn't me. Guys, we all know that confidence can take you far in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's especially true in the bedroom, especially when it's time to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
That's where Blue Chew comes
from. Let's do it.
Hold on, my glasses are getting foggy.
No, yeah. Kill it, though.
The transition was on point.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, mm-hmm. but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost.
Oh, a fraction?
You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arrives.
Yeah.
The process is simple. Mm-hmm. Sign up at bluechew.com.
Okay.
Consult with one of the licensed medical providers.
Yes, sir.
And once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days.
Yeah.
The best part, it's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. So if you could... If you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, chew it and do it.
Let's
have
do
better
it.
Sex.
Come on.
And we got a special deal for you.
Give it to me.
Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code
issues
at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code
issues
to receive your first month free.
Let's go.
Visit bluechew.com. For more details, yes. Important safety information.
Come on.
And we thank Blue Chew. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring our podcast.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
He pushed through.
And you know what? Craig started off really smooth.
Yeah. But this ain't
great...
my number.
That's
they
okay.
They didn't have my number.
You got to go get some real glasses. They're so foggy. Why are they so foggy?
Because at the Dollar Tree, they fog up.
Somebody said, let him use you.
I said, this is a buttery.
Get the real glasses.
He started through.
He kept laughing.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
It threw me off.
Keon was very distracted.
I was at the free throw line.
With a mic.
We're going to get notes from Blue Chew.
It was just that
because every time he would go, whoo,
he said, whoo, because that's when they fogged up. And, I was like,
and then he would take his time more, and then
Keon's been waiting to come back and heckle.
You got an appointment with the eye doctor?
I already went to the eye doctor.
What they say?
They're trying to charge me too much for the glasses.
How much, man?
About five of them things.
You can't see with these.
I can.
It's money well spent.
Hey, Craig,
look at those.
You need to invest in them.
Let me look through it.
You need to invest in
them. My head can fit. I got a big ass head.
That's cool.
Now, them things
you
look
them like Dollar Tree glasses.
They are Dollar Tree. I told you.
Yeah.
No.
You got a whole nother nigga prescription.
No.
Hey, you know what we should do?
There's no prescription.
You know what
just
we should
general.
Do? Craig can't see up close. We should just put this shit far as hell.
Oh, I can read it over there.
Because he can read all these.
And
I can't
read,
see.
Nana P.
I can't see none
we
of these.
We need to GoFundMe for Craig's glasses.
What is Giovanna saying right there?
She said, no Dollar Tree glasses.
Yeah, we need to put his
So you're farsighted.
Farsighted. Just one of them sighted.
He's farsighted.
He just went there, spent the thing around, and grabbed some glasses and left.
I did. He's farsighted because that means, Chaz, you're nearsighted.
Right.
I've been confused my whole life of which one's which.
So nearsighted means you can only see things close, and farsighted means
you
can see things
near. So it's your actual thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the DMV, I'm good.
I can't read this now.
So you're nearsighted.
But in book club,
I
get an F.
I can't imagine, because I'm nearsighted. Right. I can't imagine being
Craig
farsighted.
Got the superpower.
Like, you can't see things close, but you can see things further away.
Like, this gotta suck. Okay?
Once it gets here, right. It just blurs out, puts on a fur jacket. Everything. Oh,
so it'd be different for me. Like, if I didn't have my contacts jacket? In, y'all niggas would be blurry.
It'd be blurry.
We would be, as like people, we'd be blurry.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be able to make out, like, y'all.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you that bad?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My mind gave me a magnifying glass with the light.
You got contacts right now?
I don't know. I'm wearing contacts for like 15 years or something.
So, I don't know that. Yeah. You ever thought about getting LASIK?
I thought about it, but then somebody told me about the healing process or whatever, and they was like, you can't rub your eye, and I got allergies. I rub my eyes. Just off the cuff.
If I get contacts, I'm getting colored.
That's hard.
I'm having green eyes. Yeah. 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 Like,
it comes so natural. Yeah, you do it automatically.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to be thinking.
I'm making it awkward for y'all to look me in my eyes.
You're not even awake yet. You're going to be looking.
I heard it's better now. I know Tony V got it done, and he was good.
Islands off Africa.
I'm not sure, but I know Tony got it done, and he was done like a week or something. Like, he was good. Like, he was.
I just heard you need to redo it like every 7 years or something like that.
That was the other part of it too. Yeah, every 10 years you gotta go and redo it. Yeah. And that's when I was like, all right. Yeah, but it is cheaper than mine, because my contacts is like $150 for 6 months.
Keon doing the price.
How you been?
Like,
you been losing them too?
You gotta keep going back.
Okay. No, I'm really good with my contacts. Okay. I've been doing it for so long, I know exactly what, like, my girlfriend be tripping out, because I just be like, I could take my contact out, probably put it back in my eye without looking in the mirror.
I see people just struggling when they would take contacts.
Oh, it looks awful.
The first time, yeah. The first time.
But the pros, they be like,
so your eyes ain't light brown.
No, I don't do no color contacts.
You put color in
there. You got to go back to Amir's baby pictures. Yeah. Color so what do you see far? Like, what does it look like? Is it just words?
These
is it people?
Right here, I can't read. It's just like.
But his face is clear.
Yeah, I can see a mirror. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see a mirror clear.
Like, I can read it, but I can like, we need a GoFundMe for Craig, not Dollar Tree. It takes me a second.
My Instagram, I'd be liking all the
trying
same.
Other people's glasses. You just and like it on
I put my glasses
that's
on.
That's what I'm like, oh, no, unfollow. That's why he got to put it further away from him.
They all got a glow to them. I'm like, ooh, she glowing.
Yeah, I need to see it first.
And at nighttime, shit be mad blurry to me.
Yeah,
no, oh, yeah. I signs when I put my
you must have a stigmatism. Then,
yeah, I think I do. Yeah,
oh, that, stigmatized.
When it,
DC. When
it rains,
get your ass
when it
away
rains
from
and it's at night, it is so bad.
Yeah. Chris,
that's when it's the worst.
Yeah,
why is it $500?
They try to upcharge. You have your glasses placed. They like, you want these or these? You pay your deductible.
Just get the cheaper glasses.
If you're going to rock with these,
I'm
going
to end up
that's
with.
That's what I'm saying. You can get you some.
I don't want no $300 Nike glasses.
Just get some glasses. I'm
with two good shit. This is money spent.
You know, when you go to the iSpot, they try to sell what they got there. Yeah. I was like, I don't want
this.
Now,
you just Craig, tell let me ask you one. A question. But if you got insurance, right? So then you can go there.
It's still a deductible. Y'all acting like they ain't no deductible.
Craig, do you believe
Craig don't want the glasses?
Do you believe you get what you pay for?
So these, I don't mind if I break them.
Right,
that's you
fine.
Can get a pair that won't break.
Not break these,
man. Well, I was so mad when the first pair broke. This is my third pair.
Those are flimsy.
I'm new to the glasses cheap world.
Those are flimsy.
These are your training wheels until you trust yourself.
I ain't gonna go buy my Gucci glasses and have gold frames.
You're not training
get the
with,
Harry Potter.
Like,
but I'm saying, until he
I'm getting gold glasses like that old pimp nigga with that match my earrings. I'm getting some Chanel.
I get it. Until you keep track of them regularly, stuff like that. Then he'll be like,
$300 glasses.
$100.
Would it take care of them?
$100 still, man. Y'all playing? That's $100. Not Keon.
Hey, you know I'm.
I always got Keon on my side.
No,
at your age, your prescription.
What you mean at my age?
Y'all vision not
gonna.
Y'all older than me.
At your age, you see the disrespect coming. Y'all can't even see the disrespect coming. At your age, you know everybody be blind.
That's what they told me. Like, I'm getting to the. I'm 27, so they're like, your vision starts leveling out.
I know. At your age, disrespect.
I'm just saying, your vision probably not gonna change too much. So if you
no matter what you said, all I hear is at your age.
I mean, you know,
get some glasses. Our age. Man. Forget all this.
Not yours.
Do like this. We're going to test you.
It says proven.
Craig, yo.
Sick of this, man.
You use it. You use your eyes every day.
Yeah. And you're a writer, man. Get the glasses.
I can see my screen.
I know you can be getting headaches.
I write with it up. Nah, I don't get no headaches.
He put it...
I didn't even know I was blind until I was here.
You don't know how bad your vision is until you get glasses.
And then
you
be like,
this is what life is like.
That's how I felt.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what?
No, not with those.
have y'all ever tried contacts?
You can get an anti-fog glasses.
I don't get that.
They got anti-fog?
Yeah, you get them and they don't fog up.
Ooh, technology.
I'm still good.
Because yours fogged up for no reason.
Zero.
No mask on.
Out here, nobody's breathing on your face.
They fog. They about to fog right now.
He was breathing hard, reading.
Man. This is Craig got hot eyes.
My glasses hate on me. They're like, no.
can't get see. The glasses.
They
Craig.
Worth the bread.
Who
bro?
Got the hookup on the glasses?
Let's do something. Let's like just that. Do a fun, yeah. y'all.
We do a fundraiser.
Daddy cheap. Issues come.
Let me get some.
You gotta do it. Y'all gotta do like a vlog. Go with him to the eye doctor.
Hey, I get it.
He got the money.
It is nice. You understand? That's why I was like, I gotta pick between one because I can't do glasses and contacts.
Everybody always talk about they break their first couple pairs. I would be $600 in the hole right now. Actually, $1,000 in the hole right now.
Wait, how much is your vision worth to you?
Seeing is important.
Not $1,000.
They would make you buy the glasses every time, though.
Right?
It comes with a cover.
Yeah, you get insurance.
You can get. I've lost a couple pairs.
They wasn't real.
You gonna lose your glasses?
They didn't have no lenses.
Craig don't
want to.
He don't want
to.
That's
a good point, Craig. He lost his glasses with no lenses. It's not the same.
Trying to help you, bro.
These excuses is
you know I lost mine with no lenses.
I mean, I feel you right there. DC had no prescription whatsoever.
Oh, DC
zero loss.
You need to respect your eyes, man. If you don't get some lenses,
DC didn't have glasses. DC had frames.
DC can read the. He can read
sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
no, I'm fumbling on words.
I stumble there, sometimes, but
sometimes I'm going off blind. I'm gonna give him the blind.
Craig,
if it ain't blind, what
there's
you
no
saying
there's no comparison with my readings and Craig's.
There's comparison with your reading arises. And with glasses, Craig.
He be trying to get the
but no glasses, Craig.
Yeah, so that means he don't know the word.
There's no
that means he don't know.
This is no comparison. This is no comparison.
Craig,
what happened? What happened?
Is this the difference in his reading of the ads, man? It's we crazy. Gotta get him out of here.
Yeah.
What you mean? Cuz, man.
What happened?
No, I want him to keep doing it.
Laughing so much. Craig, come on, like, Keon.
Craig, but listen.
Yeah.
Opportunity. Ooh.
But then he'll turn it sideways.
Yeah, like his head.
It didn't go like this.
I'm appalled that Chaz tried to
I made it real big on what
was. It just be two words. This is Craig.
How dare you, Chaz?
How
dare you say me and this nigga Craig?
Glasses Craig.
You know how difficult it is with Chaz over your shoulder. And Deion saying, DC be like,
I'm not standing for that.
On every word.
DC, look.
There's no comparison with me and Craig's reading.
What you mean? And DC's Craig is comparing to DC's reading.
No, not even close.
No, there's no comparison. Y'all be going on with that, Chaz. That's blasphemy.
Y'all don't Craig we read like Kendrick.
Because I like Kendrick treating.
Kendrick be smart. Like
when Craig has the glasses on, Craig don't give a bad read, bro.
It's just, he just, they're not
consistent because we don't have his glasses
he crying exactly. about.
If the Craig nigga said, woo! Glasses.
What you mean? My shit's going.
He said, woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
He'd be sweating.
But these ain't real glasses.
Full court.
You seen them fog up for no reason?
It got hot.
It just fucked up on me for no reason.
Craig just woke up in London when he put his glasses on.
Man.
Where am I?
Y'all seen it? Chad be trying to look through my glasses. He's like,
that's going to be a hard one for
you. Are these yours?
Yeah.
Put them on and see them.
Let's see,
bro, putting on somebody's glasses make your head hurt.
Oh, man.
And they're terrible. Greasy.
Right. Those, what you mean they're greasy?
So greasy.
They're greasy as
hell.
Yeah. Of course
you're right. Yeah, bro.
You can take a thumbprint
y'all
off
y'all don't
love
shit on face. That's my man shape products on my face.
That, you know what sucks?
Butter nuts, squash juice on them.
There's going to be so much pressure on. The pressure's on when you talk shit about somebody's read.
Oh, you'll be fine, Chaz. Usually pretty good.
Yeah, Chaz is
normally it looks like they got fur coats on every letter.
That's funny, bro. Oh, the fur coats,
like say. New York niggas.
So that, so how? When I see, when I look at that, is that what y'all see regularly?
So right now, I don't see nothing on this. It just, I see the different colors.
Okay, so
on.
Let me see the glasses. Let me see with the can. I mean, with the yeah. So
it make the letters.
Look at the flimsy.
What you mean flimsy? You better respect the Dollar Tree.
Them things is horrible.
Y'all know about the Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree
like
glasses.
It'd
be, people that just take their glasses off and put them on there.
Yeah.
So when I go,
I got
this,
discount vision. Stop playing.
I can't see that.
Oh, so it makes your vision worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Glasses. Mine
and the grease.
Yeah.
It's not grease. It's moisturization.
Grease is the word.
And the grease.
Grease is the
word. And then up close, it just gets more like unclear.
Yeah, vegetable.
And yeah, my head's
like
glasses.
Yeah. I can read that from there. Like, bam.
There's a lot going on in them glasses, man.
Got calcium all types of
Craig, I
look. Now, look, he tried to clean his because his is furry, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, hold on.
Better.
I would just do contacts.
DC just went
exactly
his
why
for
I went
sure.
contacts.
Yeah, I would just do contacts.
You put contacts in for the first time, and I was like, "Oh my!" It make you feel like these are your eyes, even though I know it's not. But these are your like, there's no blurry part. There's no outer rim. They doesn't get
the see. They got complicated like when I was talking to them. They're like, yeah, you're gonna use these, but you got to look down here to read, and then you look.
Oh yeah,
up
oh, they had the
progressive lenses.
Oh, you talking about the thick joints?
They had the little. No, they had the part on the bottom.
Oh, the thing at the bottom.
Oh,
you had bifocals.
Yeah,
those are bifocals.
It's trifocals because it kind of grabbed.
So they're like.
You had the three. They are trifocals.
Man,
that's funny. This is different.
Get the glasses, Chris.
That's why these ain't the shit. You need
the magnifying glasses. You need the magnifying glasses of yours.
That's what my grand my
you need
mom
the
gave
red
me.
Fox.
She gave me a magnifying glass that had a light on it. So I'd be by the bed like this.
It's time, man.
You know,
that reading wasn't
age,
that bad, though.
Huh?
That reading wasn't that bad.
It was smooth. Because
it was like yours. Nah. Hey,
we
like.
No, it was just slow
and
smooth, though.
Oh, it was, yeah. He was taking his time. Yeah. It was like he was
y'all
touching
like,
every word he said.
Hey,
like,
honestly, bro, honestly. Look, let me
I was ad-libbing the read.
When Craig was first doing reads,
I just thought Craig had a read like Migos. Woo!
I just thought Craig couldn't read well early on. And then when he put the glasses on the first time, I said, oh, Craig can read very well.
Right. You just thought I was dumb?
Yeah, I just
You're
thought
like
he was dumb.
Craig
said, I said, oh, Craig is just
not
a slow
dumb,
pet.
But just, you know,
it is a bad public.
Illiterate is not dumb.
Just stupid.
With, I'm smart enough to know that means dumb.
I just thought
but
you were an idiot.
Illiteracy is not dumb.
No. Yeah, it is.
And, a lot of people
you can't read or write.
It just means you can't read.
I just thought you was just a dumbass.
That's dumb.
I mean,
you might be dyslexic.
No, I can read it right. You seen it with the glasses.
I thought he was one of them people that don't like reading in public.
What do you
like,
mean, just, one of them people?
Yeah. You know?
Some people well,
I'm
going
to get a march out of outside. You might not be able to read.
Isn't that like one of the top fears?
Yes, a fear.
Well, public speaking is a top
fear. Public speaking is top, yeah.
But I knew
I'm on a podcast. Read. Public speaking don't matter.
And public reading.
But you might not like reading in public.
Yeah. I do like reading.
No.
Because I was like, Craig's been a writer for a long time. You have to read in these rooms. You don't get somewhere without reading out loud. You. It's literally part of the
I'm
job.
Glad you broke my dumbness down not to be dumb.
I know. Well, that's what I was like. It's
illiteracy, not dumb. Yeah,
but I was Chaz, like, it can't be this him. Bad of a reader when he's executive producer.
Wait, just because. Wait. But just
but
because
Tony,
you,
I don't think that would be a literacy.
Well, I could be like, write this, Chaz.
You could.
Table just because you can't read good.
I can read
dumb,
good.
But he does read right. good. When he has his glasses.
DC, I read so like you.
Guys, it's read well.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay. You're
I read
right,
like
you're
DC.
Right. You're
anybody,
call,
I read like DC.
What's the movie?
Man,
what's the same?
Stop. I can't even tell. If I close my eyes, I can't tell.
He's like, stop saying that.
Stop saying
like
our readings are the
man,
same.
It's the same. Bam,
if y'all read some both right now and I close my eyes,
cut
this
shit.
No, hell no.
I can't even tell who's
trolling.
Hell
no. I read with the best of
trolling.
I'd be like, this all sounds the same over this side.
Craig is one of a kind.
What you mean?
He's a unique breed.
Just. Get the glasses.
Me and DC,
enough
we need
enough.
Glasses, DC. We need that.
DC need glasses, too.
Yeah, we need that. Me and DC, our reads is the same.
Craig being cheap.
Yeah.
The cheapest.
I'm being frugal.
First of all,
it's called frugal.
It's not. Yeah, it's not exactly. Frugal when you need it.
I don't need it.
You do need
how
it.
How often do
it.
I read?
You need it.
Every
all
week.
All the time. Weekly.
Yeah, weekly.
At least once
a week. I would think I would say right. Daily. Damn.
I don't know if you're doing that. Clearly.
Weekly.
But at least weekly.
At least weekly, yeah. I know.
I would. I wonder if they would consider that a bad read.
What you mean?
Blue Chew?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, bro.
So was DC's a bad read, too?
I think he said the talking points.
He's reading all the fashion where he's reading slow. And then he's laughing the whole time. It's not a good ad.
Well, they hear it.
I don't know, but I think
I'm reading slow,
like,
so they can hear it.
He was crying.
They're not even thinking about what he's saying. They're looking at him laughing at him. So
but they can't
see
me.
He can be talking about anything.
But it's the audio.
I mean, they can't hear me when they do it regularly.
If it's the audio, it's fine.
A lot of people watch, though.
But it's true.
But we have more listeners than watchers, though.
Yeah,
we do. Probably so.
We
I did what I was supposed to do. It may have been
slow. You delivered.
It may have been slow.
You did what you had to do.
So they can hear it.
It was slow. Yeah, they'd just be like, okay.
But if he nails every point.
But and who's to say that the slow read ain't gonna be the new wave? Like
bam.
They hear for Craig.
I'm starting
slow
trends.
Read.
Thanks, Keith.
Y'all
you know what to say.
Yeah. Oh, he needs glasses.
He needs glasses.
With saying
Chaz hyping them up.
Yeah.
But $300, I'm like, get some $100 glasses at least.
No, I get some LeBrons for $300.
Go get them $317.
I don't need
glasses.
To see where I'm going. I got LeBrons on my feet.
What are you talking about?
$300?
You can't see
LeBron.
Where you're going. Who cares where you're walking to?
I got LeBrons on. Stop playing.
They don't make
Nana P say we're not here for the slow reads, though.
Nana P, you like my slow reads.
Nana P.
You like how I say Nana P.
Not a peek. Because I know if I paid somebody to be like, yo, man, read my stuff, and then it's a lot of...
You want them reading it fast? Like the matchbook dude?
Not fast, but just like...
The matchbox dude. The quick reading dude.
Because one false move in advertising, then you lost everybody.
No, I'm slow like I pay.
I want you to nail that
with the reads. I'm Keith Sweat with the reads.
What that mean?
Slow and sexy with the reads. Nobody.
I think you give great reads, Craig.
Thank you, Chaz.
With the glasses on.
Right.
With some real glasses.
Those was the glasses on.
Well, that was
those,
good.
Those he was cool until they fogged up on him. And
that
then
was good.
He started off okay.
Cut it out. Cut the shit.
He rinsed them off and went right back to the bullshit.
He gets to see the experience I'm going through when the screen be
flipping. I'm not giving you nothing. Everybody else buttering.
Wait. Cut the shit.
I'm not buttering him up.
He started out fine. He started out fine.
He started off.
Then he got foggy and he said,
That's when it went to shit.
He just started stumbling.
That's when it went to shit.
It went to shit a little bit. It was heard a giggle off of, yeah, and we're in Bluetooth.
No, it started off
it's
cool.
The little wave.
And you were going, there you go, Craig, you're doing it.
That always get up under here.
He said, woo. And then, yeah, and then
woo.
And then, yeah, then.
He had three woos. Chaz is full of shit, bro.
What are you talking about?
What you mean? Do you see me read alike?
I'm not mad at the way he started.
Why don't you give me high five for reading alike, DC? See, dang, teamwork. We read alike. Craig, come so catch us.
We got one more
ad.
Come catch us
waiting,
reading.
I thought you were going to.
Well, I didn't have a good, I was waiting on it.
Sometimes we
can't just dive, just dive on in
just
there.
Just like I do.
Certain time. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Come on, big Reddit.
Read it like me, Chaz.
Oh,
we ready.
We got to get in here.
Yeah. Well, if you guys are trying to get it in, that's not good.
That was great, Chaz. Chaz is the best.
So I've used this recently. This is Ship Station. If you guys are shipping anything, especially if you have your own business, you guys are going to want to use ShipStation. It's super easy, man. You go, you sign up. They give you the discounts and the rates that are the same as the post office has. So it was they link up to stamps.com and it's a one-stop shop. If you're still using a default shipping option to run your online store, chances are you're putting up with a lot of unnecessary hassle and limiting your potential growth. ShipStation works with all your favorite places to sell online, including Amazon, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, and
yeah, they're going to judge you on that right
more.
There, Charles.
Manage every order from one simple dashboard. Automate routine shipping tasks, print shipping labels, and easily compare rates and delivery times to optimize every shipment. For those who don't know, man, doing all that in one place is one-stop shop. It's key.
Saving time.
You don't have to go over to the post office and run over here to UPS and you don't have to, one place.
Read it like me,
Chaz. No one wants to think too hard during the holidays. Luckily, ShipStation is a no-brainer, especially this time of year. You save time, money, and stress during the holiday rush. And when you sign up using my promo code, you even get 2 months to try it for free.
Wait. Say it one more time.
Snap.
Free.
What's that promo code?
Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life.
Shout out to Mac 10.
So you're going to use promo code
ISSUES
today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial.
Damn.
At ShipStation.com, promo code ISSUES.
You said 60 days?
60 day. That's 2 months.
Control
come on,
that thing.
Come on,
Keon.
That's 60-day free trial at www.shipstation.com/issues.
Issues.
And thanks to ShipStation for sponsoring the show.
Absolutely.
Appreciate y'all.
Now judge Chaz.
Ship those things.
Y'all can't judge Chaz.
Go.
That was a bad read.
Thank you, man.
Pretty solid.
Thank you.
Solid.
No, he don't need y'all judgment. I already told him it was dope. We good.
That's all the reason. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. That's a good run, though. 60 days of anything is...
Absolutely.
Well, free.
Yeah.
2 months to just try it out.
Come on, man.
You ain't got no excuse.
I got an AB plus.
You can do that with the jeans you get.
With the what?
You know how the pants you don't be... You...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You buy multiple sets.
Nana P gave that an A minus 60 B plus.
I take an A minus B plus.
She gave
the best grade I've ever gotten.
She didn't even give me a grade.
No, she didn't?
Nah.
Nah, she...
Where's my grade now?
I found an old report card, like...
I can't imagine my old one.
No,
I was like, oh, Nana P. I thought I did better than this.
What was it? What'd you have?
Because, well, what happened was, like, we, you know, the garage, dude almost done, but he not done yet. Mm-hmm. So all the stuff was outside that was in the garage, but it started raining, so we had to bring it all in the house. Mm-hmm. So some of the stuff got wet, so I had to take a lot of stuff out. I found all my high school stuff like that. So I found,
that's always cool, though. You'd be like, hey!
Bro, I found all kinds of stuff that I forgot about, but I found some old report cards. And in Algebra 2, nigga. Oh, two semesters in a row. D plus.
Woo.
Oh, wow.
You passed, though.
D plus is
good.
You
got to play.
No, I had to take it again in college.
You got to play.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
D plus, you passed.
But it brought my GPA all the way down to 2.8 because I was just glad I couldn't do shit.
Damn, they said, I got three tomatoes. You got an A minus. I got three tomatoes. Ooh.
Yeah,
they
man.
Said they haven't found the curve to grade me yet.
They're straight. You know what it is?
I was righteous.
Not a PC. I'm not going to
I like how Craig was feeling okay about himself until he said, oh, I got
they want to see you
three
flourish,
tomatoes.
Man.
I thought Al was going to be the voice of Pizza Hut coming up.
Yeah, you would be. Get your, woo, woo, woo.
Get your, pepperoni plus.
It got sauce.
That woo mid-read.
Woo. The back-to-back woo, woo. Woo!
Y'all don't woo when y'all read?
No.
That must be an East Coast
unless
thing.
Unless somebody wrote woo on the paper.
Right, right.
That woo. Must be an East Coast woo. Thing y'all don't know about.
Oh, it's East Coast.
That, oh, okay. Well, then I would not know. That's probably a good point. Sabrina,
it was an exciting point.
No, don't ask Sabrina. No. It's not in Spanish.
I can ask Shantae cool. real quick. Ask her if it's not
in Spanish. Yeah, Shantae
woo.
Got you.
Shantae. Yeah, she goes, oh, you woo. Woo.
Yeah, like Pop Smoke. Bam.
Oh, that what you were doing?
You didn't see my foot under the table?
That makes sense now.
DC, you got a question this week?
No, I don't.
Oh, man. God damn it.
I'll
have a good put one you on the spot.
No, I'll have one. I don't be liking to force them.
Okay.
That'd be coming off. See, I like
fair.
That. Yeah.
It's a
some of those sound forced. What was the one? I'm like, what was the one?
All of them sound forced.
No, my questions are, I deliver.
I love your delivery.
No, I'm not saying they're bad.
But they
I'm
are
not saying
forced.
They're bad. But you go like, wait, it's not an insult, DC.
No, there's no end to your
there's
question.
There's one, but there'll be sometimes I'll be like, well, this is taking a turn on some of these.
Oh, you're talking about scenarios.
Yeah, well, the scenarios. You'd be like,
yeah, we're going to make a left.
If you take a turn, that's a good question.
You'd be like, oh, okay. And then
the ones that be tough would be the easy answer ones. Like, but when they take a turn,
we'll make a left. We're gonna make a left and a right.
What made me laugh is if we answer too fast. He'd be like, but wait. Yeah. But also,
yeah.
Your son is on the but also your mother is gonna see this.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, this is what I it's those. It's not all of them. Yeah, it's great questions. The whole monkey one with the drugs, classic.
The monkey one?
Is that classic. Me fucking the monkey?
Yeah, that was when you got us all high.
DC's glasses are fogged up.
I know. Y'all be getting nervous on this side.
How yours don't fog?
He just thinking they're
waiting. Real glasses.
These are real.
They still fog.
I paid money for these.
That's why you read like that, DC.
No, these are legit. These are prescriptions.
We read
I'm sure the prescription.
No, I saw when he held them up, I saw things get bigger.
Those are prescriptions?
But I need like fog because my face be getting hot.
Our eyes be working hard.
Maybe you ain't got a hot face.
Our eyes working hard. No. It gets
they fall
sweating.
If I got a mask on, but just
I want the ones you got, the dark ones, how they can change with the color.
Transition.
I want those, yeah.
DC eyes be breathing.
Yeah, bro.
You got sweating.
Sweaty
eyes be like,
oh, creepy eyes. Just breathing in the
DC
dark.
DC got them, bro, in court, DC would just be like, no, Your Honor. Where you like,
guilty. Guilty.
I didn't do it. I'm hot.
I'm not on trial here. Guilty.
Sweaty eyes.
He's not even on trial.
DC be in the jury and be like, guilty. Juror number six.
Well, hold on.
What with look the at sweaty eyes.
Craig making me hot.
Man, go ahead and wipe your eyes. Leave me alone. His eyes over here playing basketball.
Craig making me hot.
Go ahead. Wipe your eyes.
It's poncho.
With the poncho?
Yeah. It's a shacket. It's not
a shacket?
Yeah. I almost got one. They look comfortable.
It's
they
a
look
shacket. Dope.
They
look
warm.
Great.
It looks mad warm.
The shacket. It's like a shirt jacket. So they're super thick and insulated inside, but it looked like
Craig
a
walked
shirt.
In on some yay yay.
Mm-hmm. On my shacket.
Mad West Coast right now. West Cal.
I'm except
my East Coast.
West Coast.
All right, that Sizzle got a question.
What you got?
Y'all on tour, making a stop to pee.
I'm out after this, by the way.
Only one of you have to go. Only bathroom is mad creepy. When they don't return, who y'all sending in and with what?
They know the answer to this one. We all going to choose the same dude to go in.
What if Chaz was the initial go-in?
See, you knew exactly who was going to go in with the guns.
Yeah, but what
if Chaz
was
went
in the bathroom?
In first?
We ain't sending sweaty eyes over here.
So Chaz
and
goes
I can't
in
read
first,
the signs.
Gotta pee.
So
we can't,
we can't send Craig in there.
This is me on the road. His tummy hurts.
Yeah, I can't read restroom.
Because Chaz can't travel.
Well, yeah. I mean.
So he in the bathroom.
Yeah, I might be in there.
In the creepy spot.
I'm going to send in.
And with what?
I'll send in. Keon might be drunk.
On a random road trip?
On a random road
trip. Oh, well, no. Well, nigga just said he'd be drunk on a cruise.
Well, I'm not drunk. I'm not doing that. Well, we
traveling. Oh, we traveling. Okay.
Yeah. I've never seen Keon drunk on a road trip. I get, no. I get you that.
You ain't been with Keon.
No, that's after the show.
Yeah.
After the show.
I've seen him drunk on the road, but not on the road trip.
No, right,
road
right, trip. Right.
Oh, road. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like this is a road trip.
Who's coming to get me, bro? Help. I'm Help! Who's coming?
I'll go in there.
Thank you, Tony.
I'll send myself in.
Tony's the one I would depend on who not like whoever was out or whatever. Like, maybe I'll check on his ass. You know what I mean? Like somebody's driving.
I'm going.
Somebody.
In,
so if you're in the driver's seat, I'm not sending the driver to go get.
I'm be out on the smoke break, so I might.
So yeah, I'm gonna be like, Craig, go see where you at.
I'm like,
Craig,
that
nigga, go see where you at.
What happened?
Craig's like he'll get lost or some shit.
Yeah.
Or derailed.
He ain't got no glasses. You can't see.
Craig do seem like
he gonna get the wrong
one. Yeah, definitely.
He gonna be with a
Craig like, oh, got hot group of people. Yeah. Oh shit!
Right, distracted.
Like, I got y'all some snacks.
Yeah,
with a random family on the road.
Damn, she got ass.
Hell yeah.
Where Craig Chaz, be like, who? Dude told me down the street. What dude? Dude.
Who? It'd be Michael Myers. He didn't even know it was Michael
Myers.
I'll
say Tony just because Tony is, he'd be like, Chaz, hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, Tony would cuss me out that bathroom.
We gotta hurry up.
If I don't respond, you coming in?
Hmm?
You all
I'm
going
to do the full search.
Oh, and Tony likes the haunted houses. He likes to, you know what I mean? So
I'm like, Chaz's been gone for a long time. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah, Tony be hanging out in there, though.
Yeah.
Just
taking pictures, vlogging.
I'll definitely get some video. Oh, man, it's haunted in here.
Right. Dude, this is Chaz's dead body.
Dead,
while my body splattered from wall to wall.
Tony come back in. By the way, guys, Chaz's dead.
Oh, Chaz's dead.
It's haunted now with his ghost.
Well, let's get the hell out of here. Meanwhile, Craig like, well, but there's some jerky down the street. Yeah. Dude told me about.
There's a strip club up there.
With a different family. All right. Stay at home, honey asks, when is DC bringing merch back to the site?
You know what's funny is I have to get another shipper, someone that's going to smell this stuff off.
Ship station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all right
one
there.
One stop shop.
You didn't hear Chaz's
commercial. It's coming. But if you want something, hit me on the side and I can get it to you.
Prove it, gang.
I got some new beanies too.
See what's happening.
Them draws coming soon.
Ashley J87 asks. Ashley says, "What is one piece of advice you received from your dad that you ended up or will end up telling your children?"
Oh, that's easy for me. What you got,
Keon?
About being a hoe.
Not being a hoe.
Yeah, like he told me when I was wildin'.
Mm-hmm. When you was a hoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was like, he was like, you know, have fun or whatever.
Put your little boy pussy away.
But one day you're gonna get burnt out. You're gonna be over it. You're gonna be ready to settle down with one woman. It's gonna be very hard for you because you're gonna be drawing so many things from so many different people, trying to make this perfect woman, and she doesn't exist.
Damn, what was your daddy when I was little?
So. You're gonna want her to suck like this one.
It's so accurate.
Cook like this one. Be funny like this. But you want to mold this lady. She's not real. So you don't want to draw from too many people. So you might want to chill out for a minute. And I was like, oh, all right.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Damn. My dad told me don't go to jail or prison because he doesn't know what that's like and he can't help me there. And I never.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
And I was that's like, good advice.
Solid.
I can't coach
now,
you.
Now in your scenarios,
I can't, yeah, I can't.
All your choices make sense.
Right,
DC exactly. Not going to jail.
Yeah, I can't help you there.
All right.
I didn't really know my dad, but one of the things he told me was if you kill somebody, do it by yourself. I was like,
That's great advice. That's great advice.
Right. If you do any crime, do it by yourself.
Yeah.
You can't snitch on yourself.
Right. Exactly.
I have a few things, but when I was young, I remember my dad was renting. I remember the Mickey Mouse Fantasia, and they did a Fantasia 2. And I was like, "Why are you checking out Fantasia 2? We're whole adults here." And he was like, "They make these things because people like these things. So never be afraid to do something you like, no matter who cares." And he's like, "Always do what you want to do because you do and do the stuff you like to do." He's like, "Don't let anybody judge you on what you like to do. It's like this shit is about having fun."
And here you are.
Did he have Mickey Mouse ears on?
I said, God damn, dog. I was like 11.
Yeah.
And all I do is do shit that's fun.
Absolutely. You definitely
that's
took
Chaz.
That to heart.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Father.
Yeah. For sure.
I will honor that. Let's watch Fantasia.
But that's great advice, though.
Yeah.
What you got, babe?
My dad showed me stuff, but what advice did he give me? The best advice he gave me was just save your money.
Mm-hmm. Like, save your money, don't spend it, don't blow it all. He didn't say be cheap.
Put that thing away.
He just said save your money. Save your money. And
that's
so,
excellent father.
And it took me a while to do it, to really implement it, but hell yeah, that saved me from a lot of stress, saving the money.
Mm. Putting stuff away for a rainy day like that, or just saving
don't
every even, day?
I just don't be spending like that. You know, it's just... You know, I spend money on food and like the basic stuff, but like when I get money, I don't be like, what I'm about to buy.
Right.
I just be like, all right, let me just tuck this away. For
look at it.
You're
gonna look at your money.
So whatever
Tony's
happens.
Shoe closet.
That's my splurge. Yeah. Jordan 1s. And then I guess food.
Everybody gets a good splurge though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's something that you should have that you're allowed to spoil yourself with.
Right.
That brings you happiness.
Joy.
No doubt.
So it used to be shoes for me. I cut back, though. Can't buy no more shoes.
Mine is literally just one shoe.
The ones.
It's just the ones. Yeah. So it's just, you know. And the rest of the shoes I get, like, for walking or, like, you know. I need workout shoes.
I'm at the age where I'm looking for one outfit to wear all the time.
Oh, man.
My Russell Simmons outfit.
Yeah. That's what be saving me on the road.
My
man.
Cartoon outfit.
I just wear the shirt. I'm selling. Yeah. Saves me from overthinking. Yeah. Just change the
putting
pants
his outfit
out.
Together.
Yep. Change the shoes, maybe. Now I get to the point. I just bring one pair of shoes, and then three pairs of pants. If it's three nights of shows, that's it. And then the shirt I'm selling.
I'll have to have like three of the Prover shirts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
I bring three shirts, only two pants, and one shoe.
Yeah.
That's I do it. Two shoes because I gotta have gym shoes too.
Now,
well,
you like a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I bring my gym shoes.
Oh, I definitely bring.
No, I bring my workout stuff. I thought we were talking about on stage.
I just bring the shoes that I'm traveling in.
Right. Yeah.
And then the shoes I perform in. So I got two pairs of shoes. The ones I'm wearing. So it's never two shoes in the suitcase.
Though. Oh, okay. I have two. One.
Yeah, I'll have two.
I have my gym shoes and my workout shoes.
I normally don't bring many pairs of jeans. I bring two pairs of jeans.
Yeah,
one black, one blue.
Yeah, I bring
and
three.
That's just going to have to work for the whole trip.
I just switch. See, people ain't coming back to them same shows.
Y'all ain't smelling my balls.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You wore that yesterday,
you
sir.
You said damn right.
Those them same
and
blue
I'm telling
jeans.
These same jokes.
But do you think when we first started, we were more concerned with what we wore on stage?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like,
for sure.
It was about being like.
I remember the times I really put thought into my outfit. Yeah. My set would never be as good.
All right. He wasn't funny, but he looked nice.
But it just never would hit the
same. Yeah, don't hit the same.
Bro, you would get it.
You would really be like, okay, I'm going to wear this.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and then those bummy days.
Right.
Man, this is a good ass set.
Except for the shorts.
That
forever
home. I wasn't planning on going up, though.
Yeah.
I had completely, I'm not doing stand-up today. That's how I got caught in the shorts.
All right.
But like a lot of shows, if I know I'm going up, like I'll just be like,
I wouldn't mind.
I just think about the shoes.
I don't be feeling comfortable. I want to wear sweats more on stage, but it don't feel professional sometimes.
Yeah.
You can't be going up there with a print.
I mean.
Yeah.
What's the best piece of advice that you have?
Distraction.
I mean.
What's the best piece
like
of advice?
I don't like the distractions, though.
Yeah, I don't like the distractions.
You said the
either,
what?
Yeah.
Knock,
like,
knock, who's there? Dick print.
Oh, just yeah. Like, I don't know. I want them to focus. What's the best piece of advice you gave your kids so far?
I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. What do you think?
I don't know what.
What is something you told him that you like?
I think it's
that.
All legit.
Yeah.
I've been thinking I'm undefeated too.
Yeah,
like I'm undefeated with this game. I'm giving y'all.
You know what I'm talking about.
I always leave the room. Yeah, I did that.
Oh, before you get out of here, Ken, what you got going? What you got cooking?
Sure, I'm with you.
Oh yeah, sure.
Anything
else? Tampa.
Tampa. Don't go to Tampa.
KeonBoley.com. Oh, so for those asking about All-Stars, the episode's been shot for months. Dude sat on them. I'm finally going to get them from him, and I'm getting a different editor so I can put them out because it's a whole shit show. But they've been shot for months. So, yeah, I got to edit it, and then they'll be put out. And then KeonBoley.com for everything. People have been asking if the I Don't Care hoodies are going to come back.
I like that hoodie. That'd be fire.
I was like, I think so, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. And then people be asking for stuff, and then you get it, and they be like, they don't buy it.
You selling the X Keon?
We want the other color. We want the other
color. No, but
color.
You can have them when they drop in like a month. The chickens gonna start laying their eggs in like a month, and the ducks.
Have some ducks.
We forget Keon got a
bitches.
Whole farm outside. Yeah, and that's it.
I wonder how the eggs are though.
I heard the duck eggs are delicious.
I'm gonna get an omelets.
Let me know when you kill that duck and make some duck breast. Mm, that's delicious.
Duck is greasy.
Yeah, I had duck like recently.
I had
all
right. Yeah, I had it.
Yeah. I like duck.
The white meat tastes like dark meat.
You said what?
The white meat tastes like dark meat.
Oh, yeah. Now, duck is good.
Keep dark that flavor meat. In there.
I'm a fan.
Leave my eyes alone.
Where you at, DC?
I'm Cabazon Casino. Where's that? It's a casino in I forgot what it's called. The casino in Pachanga?
Pachanga.
Yeah, one night.
Okay.
This Thursday.
Cabazon.
Oh, so you kind of local?
Yeah, I'm local.
Yeah.
I'm chilling. And Prove It merch is coming.
Prove It.
Yeah. I'll put it up.
Prove
It. Duck Greasy is Craig's glasses. Word. Y'all going in on me. That's cool.
Craig, where you at?
Craig Wayne's on everything. Mr. Toxic.shop. Gonna get my greasy glasses.
We gonna get Craig some glasses. Sure.
Who got the hookup? I know one of y'all work at an eyeglass shop.
Somebody cheap on this.
It's not cheap. It's what is it called?
Frugal.
No, he got a better one. What is
cheap?
Okay, cool.
Responsible.
Responsible. Know. I'm being responsible.
But no, be being responsible. To my pocket. Getting something that you can see.
Oh come on! How you gonna lead me in and then take it away? He's like, here's the bridge.
It's so worth it. It's so worth it.
Your excuses is
Craig
flimsy,
Craig don't want no
glasses. Oh, and thank y'all to everybody who be, when my kids be having birthdays, y'all be sending them presents and money and shit. Oh, that's super dope.
That's dope.
That's dope.
That's super dope.
Take a breath.
So that's dope. Appreciate it, y'all.
It was a good shindig.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah. You wasn't even there.
I wasn't there.
You didn't pull up.
But my reps was there.
The reps was there.
Now I'm Craig McGoover. Okay.
YouTube, Chaz Rogers. They got the handles now on YouTube. You can be at Chaz Rogers. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Oh, word? Oh, for real?
Yeah. So, all right, Craig.
So fuck.
At Chaz Rogers, you guys, we go on. We had a good live yesterday. We go live yesterday? We did. So catch me around live-ish at 4:05-ish. And someone talked about my merch. You can go to chaz.shop for the Big Ready Emporium.
Hey.
You know Big Ready.
Big Ready. Big
and Ready. Yeah.
I think I said the wrong casino. I'm
sorry. It's Big Ready.
Hit the wrong casino?
Correct it now.
It's Big Ready.
I'm about to look right now.
For love.
Hey, breakfast. I'm still hungry.
These glasses, though. I like how Craig puts them out of his front pocket too. He was like,
"Like an adult."
I got the mannerisms.
Morongo,
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 okay.
Casino.
Morongo,
see the mannerisms.
I like Morongo.
Morongo's cool.
Morongo, they have nice rooms.
Craig, like, you about to fix your car when you put these glasses? Yeah, let me tell you how much you spend.
I got some mannerisms. I've been watching.
You got
Tony.
It down pat, man. Just some real ones.
And then we be reading like nutrition facts, serving size.
Here we go.
Where you at, babe?
Here we go. I'll be at Tampa Improv this weekend. Hey. Five shows. Me, Keon, B. Lou will be out there. Check out Verbal Cardio. New episodes drop every Wednesday. New episode of Gross Point Bake is up right now. The top 10 grossing mob movies is up right now. Also, get your tickets for Virginia Beach and Phoenix. Those are last cities on the tour for this year.
The last.
And Tony Baker and Friends, the last Tony Baker and Friends until March in LA, in the LA area at the Flappers in Burbank is December 19th. So if you are in the LA area, get your tickets. And that's it, y'all, man. We appreciate y'all listening and tuning in. Shout out to the Chatsworth, man.
We drop on Thursday.
Hold
right?
on.
What? You know
and we're back. With another episode of Daddy Issues.
Yo! Booyaka shot!
Hey, let me know the good strip clubs in Tampa so I can celebrate properly.
Hey.
Tampa.